In a surprise move today, opponents of the nuclear power plant bailout declined to submit signatures before the state-mandated deadline for their bid to get a referendum on the law on the ballot next year. The road to collecting the signatures had been a long one, with hundreds of thousands of dollars on either side, advertising campaigns, allegations of harassment, and two court cases. Stata's correspondent Andy Chow has been following this story from the start, and he joins me now. Andy, what was Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts' reasoning for not submitting the signatures today?
Well, Claire, what we're seeing here is what some could call a pretty risky strategy here, where Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts, the group that wants to put a referendum of HB6 on the bailout, they're saying that they didn't get enough signatures to qualify. Now, whether that means that they didn't get enough total signatures or enough padding, we don't know. But they're saying they just didn't get enough signatures. And so what they're banking on is a decision from the federal court that's now pending. We got a hearing coming up here soon where they're asking for an extension. They're saying that the tactics used by their opponents, the certain bureaucracy that took place at the beginning of the petition cycle, delayed them enough where they think that they have a constitutional right to have an extension to their deadline.
What will them not submitting signatures mean for the effort?
So I think this is where people would say that this is a risky strategy, because when you submit the signatures, if you have even just the bare minimum amount of signatures, that puts a pause on the law. So what this means now is at midnight tonight, HB6 and all the laws created through HB6 will go into effect. And then that means, again, that Ohioans Against Corporate Bailouts, the anti-bailout group, is really pinning all of their hopes on this federal court deciding that they can get an extension. And remember, that brings the Secretary of State's office into it, the head elections official. That would mean sort of a federal court overstepping what the state law is when it comes to election law.
Is there any precedent for this? Has a court ever granted an extension for signature gathering before?
Not in my time here. The courts have spoken into other cases when it comes to election windows. So when can voters vote? When can absentee voters vote when it comes to overseas voters compared to military family voters? And so we have seen federal courts step in when it comes to elections and when people can and cannot vote. When it comes to signature gathering, I believe this is new territory, at least within the last 10 years, where we haven't really seen much on this issue decided in federal court.
There's been multiple court cases. There's been alleged harassment, huge mailing and billboard campaigns. Have you ever seen this much money, work, or effort go into a ballot measure before it was even approved?
That's the key word there, Claire, is before it's even approved, where, yeah, we've seen really intense campaigns for ballot initiatives. We saw it a few years ago when it came to legalizing personal use marijuana, but what we haven't seen is this preemptive campaign where before a campaign can even get started, we've seen so much money and so much effort going into the fight to stop the referendum from even getting on the ballot. And when I went around talking to people who were signing the petition, I heard from multiple people saying, you know, I'm not sure if I even like this law or dislike this law, but I'm somebody who wants to see it on the ballot and let the voters decide. That's a sentiment out there that the group that wants to put it on the ballot says is being hindered because of such strong opposition.
Andy Chow, thank you so much for talking with us today.
Thanks for having me.